friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Famous soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo explains why he still lives with his mom. Written by Heather Rickelman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Famous soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo explains why he still lives with his mom, and his answer will make your heart melt. Cristiano doesn't take the relationship he has with his mother for granted. Fortunately for his mom, Maria Dolores dos Santos Aveiro, he paid attention to how hard she worked as she was raising him. As a single mom, Maria worked long hours and often went without food to ensure Cristiano never wanted for anything. He knows he wouldn't be where he is today without his mother's hard work, guidance, and all the sacrifices she made. We all do the best we can to give our children everything they need, on top of raising them to be good human beings who make this world a better place. In an interview, a reporter asked famous soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo why his mother was still living with him. After all, he's a grown man with a successful career. He has enough money to build her a house. But his response will absolutely blow your mind and make you misty-eyed. Cristiano said, "My mother reared me up by sacrificing her life for me. She went to bed hungry to feed me. We had no money. She worked 7 days a week and worked nights as a cleaner to buy me a pair of football boots so I could play. My whole success is dedicated to her. And as long as she lives, she will always have everything I can give her. She is my sanctuary and my greatest gift. Somebody pass a tissue and recite Proverbs 31:8 with me. Her children arise and call her blessed. Maria is absolutely blessed." Cristiano had another touching moment with his mother when he wished her a happy birthday online. Famous soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo posted a photo of his mom with this caption, "Happy birthday to the best mother in the world, a warrior who always taught me not to give up, the best grandmother my children could ever dream of having. I love you so much, my mother. Kiss." This is what the good Lord intended when he gave us children to raise. Our ultimate goal is to raise a Christ-centered child who not only honors God, but his parents. What a heartwarming story to encourage moms who are still in the middle of raising their kids that this is the ultimate blessing. Her children arise and call her blessed. Proverbs 31:28.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Stranger blesses mom who's on the verge of tears, and the act of kindness meant the world. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One random act of kindness for a mom brought her to tears after a tough day of parenting. Devin Linden is a mom to two little ones, and each week she takes them to swim practice. Recently, she was trying to leave the pool after swim lessons with her kids, and that's when the tantrums started. And all parents to small children know how tough those can be sometimes, especially when you're out in public. "I was really honestly near tears just as a mom, trying to keep it together and get my kids out of there," Devin shared. A stranger soon appeared and gave Devin a note as a way to offer some encouragement. And when Devin unfolded it once she got to her car, she broke down in tears with what she found inside. There was $100 inside the note, along with a message that said, "Your life and purpose is huge. Life is so precious. Every day is a gift, so make it count. Enjoy." What an incredible act of kindness that really impacted this mom of two. In a moment when she saw me struggling, she didn't pass judgment on me, my kids, my parenting, anything that was happening. She just chose to bless me, said Devin. And Devin also shared about how the woman who blessed her inspired her to be that kind of person for others, one that sees other people and offers encouragement and kindness. I'm trying to think of what this new decade is going to bring for me, what type of person I can strive to be, and I just thought, I want to be like this lady. I want to be impactful in the best ways, Devin said. Something that I want to show my children too is how to give others grace when they're having a hard time and pass that on. Now Devin doesn't know the name of the mystery woman who blessed her when she needed it most, but she has a message for her. Really, just thank you for seeing me in a hard time and really just giving me exactly what I needed in that moment to feel like I can spend my day being a good mom and person.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.